Hey guys, my name is David, and like most millennial friendships, I met Jordan on Instagram.
Good morning, my name is Maria Martinez, and like most teenage world travelers, I met Jordan 3 years ago when we went to South Africa, and we are so excited to tell you about her.
Throughout her year of service, Jordan has shown us her heart of gold, helping students all over the country truly find themselves and their self-worth. She has worked diligently to ensure not one person goes unnoticed.
The most precious gift that Jordan gives to those around her is the gift of her unwavering authenticity. She's not afraid to push the boundaries so that those around her feel nothing but pure love and inclusion. She lights up any room with her bright personality and stories of the outrageous adventures she's gone on with her dogs, Big Mama and Pax. The greatest lesson that Jordan has taught me is to always live on the wild side of life. When you're with Jordan, you know that you are loved. However, if you know anything about Jordan, you know that the only thing that she loves more than Shawn Mendes and RuPaul's Drag Race is FFA members. With that, please welcome our best friend
and your national FFA Southern Region Vice President
as she delivers her retiring address titled
The Small Moments, Jordan Stowe.
This feels like my chance. This feels like my moment. Everyone needs a fan. Everyone needs a close up. Let me see your hands up high if you know. Let me see your hands up high if you know. This feels like my chance. This feels like my moment. Everyone needs a fan. Everyone needs a close up. Let me see your hands up high if you know.
One of my favorite shows to watch growing up was America's Funniest Home Videos. This is a show full of hysterical instances that someone just happened to be holding a camera. Check these out. From weird moments. To straight up hilarious ones.
Get Judah, get back here.
Come on,
time to go to bed. Get back here. Judah.
To some, there are just no words for. It's very funny.
Come on, it's not before. Come on.
On this show probably have that moment brought up for the rest of their lives. But I wonder, are our lives just really big episodes of America's Funniest Home Videos? Maybe they're not all as hilarious, but you know you have that story your friends told everyone after it happened. Seriously though, think about it. Our entire existence is made up of small moments that form into the stories of our lives. In our minds, we have reels of moments that were heartbreaking, challenging, monumental, or unexplainable. We remember the big things, winning a championship game, getting our driver's license, or reflecting on a loss. These moments don't happen every day, and they get so much of our attention. This year, I've come to realize it is the small moments that truly matter. The small moments do happen every day, and we can learn a lot from them. The small moments are where we learn, where we can be present, and where we can find who we are. Here in this big stadium, on this huge stage, at this humongous convention, let's talk about the small moments. Let's start with small moment number one, the moments we learn from. And this one is about dogs. Those of you who know me well are probably thinking, anytime it's Jordan and a dog, that is a big moment. But I promise this time, it is about the little things. Last April, I had the opportunity to visit the great state of Utah. I was able to spend a morning with the Salt Lake Tech FFA chapter. As I walked in the door, I was greeted by Pippa. As the students filed in, so did the dogs. And while these dogs were incredibly cute, their purpose is far more important. Salt Lake Tech FFA partners with Guide Dogs for the Blind to raise and train service dogs for those with visual impairments. Members of this chapter go through training to receive a young puppy. These pups begin to prepare for a life of service at only 8 weeks old. After training, these members are responsible for teaching that dog basic commands and social skills. What this translates into is many early mornings, cleaning up accidents, teaching the dog commands, and then one day getting a call that they must say goodbye. After a long 12 months together, the dog goes off to a final and formal training in Oregon or California. When I was at Salt Lake Tech, I was able to meet Sarah and Abba, a dynamic duo, to say the least. Sarah got involved in raising service dogs through being involved in FFA. She spent her days raising Abba and preparing her to the best of her abilities to go to that final stage of training. Today, Abba is in formal training, and soon she's going to become a working service dog. But Sarah's service didn't stop there. She's actually raising another puppy named Tonka. And while these animals are incredibly cute, I think about the immense responsibility these individuals take on. I mean, think about it. These people sign up to take full responsibility for a living, breathing, four-legged baby. They spend so many hours bonding and growing with the dog, and in the end, they say goodbye because someone else is in need. The members of this chapter go through so much. Honestly, it doesn't seem like it would be all that valuable to them to raise a service dog. In the end, they give up something they loved deeply for someone else they may never even know. But the journey of raising for guide dogs for the blind is made great in the small moments. Like the small moments that Sarah shared with me. The moment every day she watches her dog grow a little more, or the opportunity she has to interact with someone who uses a service dog and is reminded that their life is changed forever because of the work she has done. The journey for them is made great in the small moments, and the members of the Salt Lake Tech chapter learn so much along the way. But there was a small moment for me too, the one I learned from. A chapter just wanted to show me what they were about. But their passion and dedication to do something for the benefit of others left a deep impression on me. We always think that there's never anything to learn, but there's always something to learn. And that day, I learned a lot. That we learn in the small moments, and like Salt Lake Tech, we can share our passion and knowledge with everyone we interact with. Now, let's move to small moment number two, the moments when we are present. And this one is about people, not dogs. Think about the teams you've been a part of. Maybe you're on the livestock judging team, or you are on the Parley Pro team, or you serve as an FFA officer. Yeah. No matter what team you are a part of, the people in our day-to-day lives become a direct reflection of who we are. One of my favorite parts of this year is that I've gotten to serve with five other people. Let me tell you something, being an only child this year has been one I have dreamed of. Five people that were forced to hang out with me, like siblings, but cooler. These people have shown me what it means to be present in the small moment. To put it in perspective, over the last year, we've visited all 50 states, taken nearly 600 flights, and traveled well over 100,000 miles. But every opportunity I had to spend with them was a learning experience. Whether it was Shay talking me through how to play Settlers of Catan, or Ridge attempting to teach me how to drive in the snow. Of course, we've done some really big things together, but it's always the small things I look back on and find so much happiness in. The moments that brought us closer to one another and helped me to realize that the people that are beside us can change our perspective no matter how crazy things may be in other parts of our lives. There's one day of this year I will never forget. Long story short, we all go through tough times in life. I'll spare you the details, but you could say I wasn't feeling the most accepted or understood. All I wanted was a friend. Maybe you felt this way before, too. This all changed when I ended up right back here in Indianapolis at the same time as one of my teammates, Lainey. Lainey understood that hardship I was going through and decided there would be nothing better than us just spending some quality time together. So we did. We walked the beautiful Monon Trail, we ate ramen at our favorite spot, and to top it off, of course, we visited the Indianapolis Humane Society. And while these animals were incredibly cute, the moments I spent with Lainey were far more valuable. It wasn't like either of us had the freest of schedules that day. In our world, there's always an email to send, a friend to call from home, or some rank laundry to wash. But those things didn't matter because she was willing to spend time with me. Think about the moments each of you have had like this. Was it staying up late with your friends laughing about the most ridiculous things? Was it spending time with a family member who was struggling? Was it when someone spent time with you doing something you love? This year on the road, I've had a lot of small moments with so many of you I will never forget. It was in Northwest Missouri when they took me to a real haunted house after learning I love all things spooky. It was with Connecticut FFA state officers in our late night trip to Taco Bell. And it was in Arizona when I attended their chapter officer conference and they welcomed me like I was family. These moments didn't change my life drastically, but they brought me so much happiness. These are the types of moments we need to seek out. The moments where it's okay to lose track of time. It's okay to not check our phones. It's okay to be with the people in front of us. Every day, we have that opportunity to simply be present in the small moments. Now, let's move to small moment number three. The moments that show us who we are. This moment is about us. There have been times in all of our lives where we struggle with things beyond our control. Things that are far from our ability to ever change. These are big things, and they're hard to deal with. For me, it's always been my home life, my parents' divorce, and struggling to find where I am supposed to fit into this world. For you, it may strike a similar chord, or it may be something completely different, but we all have them. For some, it is where they are from, the amount of money they have, their abilities, or what life is like when they get home from school. For others, it is the way someone is treated differently because of the color of their skin, the way someone is mocked for their religious beliefs, or the way someone isn't accepted because of who they love. These are big things, and they can make us feel like we aren't valuable. But that is the farthest thing from the truth. While we cannot change the way people may feel about us or the way people treat us, we can do small things every day that make our lives and the lives of those around us greater. Martin Luther King once said, "If I cannot do great things, I can do small things in a great way." While there are going to be some factors of our lives that are big and hard to change, there are always the small things. When life is big, it can be frustrating, heartbreaking. It may feel like we will never be happy or that our situation will never change. But we have to remember the small moments. The small moments are just as important. Don't let them pass you by. Every day, we can do these things. We can control the way we treat people around us and the way we talk to ourselves. We can determine the perspectives we have on situations, and we can choose the people we allow to be in our lives and the ones we don't. We can determine the moments we want to create, and even if those moments are small, they are great. These moments can change us if we simply choose to go after them. We might have to run headfirst towards them because they could be the only thing that gets us through. They can be the small light in our day that reminds us we are enough. They can be the impact we have on someone else, and they can be the reason we hope for a better tomorrow. We must broaden our perspective to allow us to see the things we do control. the small moments. The small moment every day that we decide happiness will be our choice. The small moment every day that we can have an impact on someone else. The time when we see someone who is different than us and choose to love them anyways. In the small moment every day, we must remember that we are so valuable to this world. FFA members, no one appreciates small moments like each of you. Honestly, you guys have taught me all about this. From your conversations with strangers in the hallway to late night meals at Steak and Shake and the good luck cards you write to your teammates. From zipping up a blue jacket for the first time or taking it off for the last time. The world has a way of making us miss the small moments. Here at this convention, on your trip home, and when you are back in your local schools and communities, don't miss out. These moments are everything. These moments change us. These moments are where we learn, where we can be present, and where we can find who we are. Life can always be big, but National FFA, let's remember to be in the small moments. I don't care.